Blog Talk Radio.
Shift. It's time for love and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. It's time to deploy the Life Excel process. If you're a freedom-loving soul, you are at the right place. This is Carol Ann Parisi with my co-host Nancy G, and you've tuned in to another great show of Awaken to Empowerment. It's time. Hi, Nance. How you doing, man?
Oh, very good, very good. And yourself?
Outstanding. Did you get your thing, your air conditioner in?
Well, we're still putting the finishing touches on that. You know, on all projects, not everything goes, you know, exactly like you'd like it to.
Well, there you go. But it'll be fine. So anyway, it is so time for us to awaken consciousness and a paradigm shift and empower people. And we are working with the Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich, the landmark bestseller that was written during the Great Depression. And Napoleon Hill probably can be credited for creating more millionaires just by this writing. Talk about a gift to humanity, huh?
Exactly.
Very excited, and we've been working on this for the past few weeks. The first one is the power of thought. The second one is desire, and that's the starting point of all achievement. Three, faith, visualizing and believing in the attainment of your desire. Four is auto-suggestion, the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. And then specialized knowledge, personalized experience and observations. And this week is one of my most favoriteest ones. And that is the power of your imagination. And it's the workshop of the mind. Don't you love to imagine things?
All the time. I think I have a very vivid imagination.
Imagination is a great one. And it's literally the workshop wherein are fashioned all plans created by people. The impulse, the desire, is given shape, form, and action through the aid of the imaginative faculty of the mind. It has been said that we can create anything we imagine. Of all the ages of civilization, this is the most favorable for the development of the imagination because it's an age of rapid change. Now remember, this was written in 1937, so an age for rapid change. I wonder what Napoleon Hill would think of what we see right now with the internet and cars that are driving themselves and all that, huh? That was
probably
done by
amazing.
Well, anyway, here it says that through the aid of imaginative faculty, humankind has discovered and harnessed more of nature's forces during the past, says 50 years in the book. Think our time, okay, rolling out another 60 years later, 100 years, 110 years, in the entire history of the human race previous to that time. We have conquered the air so completely that the birds are a poor match for us in flying. We have harnessed the ether and made it serve as a means of instantaneous communication with any part of the world. We have analyzed and weighed the sun at a distance of millions of miles and have determined through the aid of imagination the elements of which it consists. We have discovered that our own brain is both a broadcasting and a receiving station for the vibrations of thought, and we are the beginning of beginning now to learn how to make practical use of this discovery. We have increased the speed of locomotion until we may now travel at a speed more than 600 miles an hour. Our only limitation within reason lies in the development and use of our imagination. We have not yet reached the apex of development in the use of our imaginative faculty. We have merely discovered that we have an imagination and have commenced to use it in a very elementary way. Think about that, Nancy, in a very elementary way. What do you have to say about imagination?
I just think that, yeah, you need to imagine the outcome of what you're trying to do first before you can ever get there. And there's really nothing, you know, that is a ridiculous scenario. It's just a matter of trying to find the path to get to it. But I love using my imagination to think and dream and create within that world and then watch it come to this world. Sometimes it's quite interesting.
Well, this is very interesting. I never knew this. There are actually two forms of imagination. The imaginative faculty functions in two forms. One is known as the synthetic imagination, and the other is the creative imagination. The synthetic imagination is the faculty where one may arrange old concepts, ideas, or plans into new combinations. This faculty creates nothing. It merely works with the material of experience, education, and observation with which it is fed. It is the faculty and used most by the inventor, the exception of the genius who draws upon the creative imagination when cannot solve a problem through synthetic imagination. The creative imagination is the faculty of creativity. The finite mind of humankind has direct communication with infinite intelligence. It is the faculty through which hunches and inspirations are received. It is by this faculty that all basic or new ideas are developed. It is through this faculty that through vibrations from the minds of others are received. And through this faculty that as one individual may tune into or communicate with the subconscious mind of others. That's pretty cool.
That'd be awesome.
Well, I mean, you know that, and I forgot the guy's name, and that's exactly the point here. Alexander Graham Bell filed his patent like 4 hours before another man. Four hours. So obviously there was something going on in, they say, quote unquote, the ether, you know, at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if we could find out what his name was. Do you know who the guy was that?
No, not at all. No, but I've heard that story that he got it in just in time, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all divine timing anyway, don't you say?
Yeah, I guess. Just wondering what the other guys. Who was the other guy? And that was for the electric telephone, right?
I think so.
Let's see if we could find the name. I love Google. Google is my favorite thing.
Oh, it is. It's the be all, end all, ask all, know it all.
So his patent number was 174465. let's see what this says. Thank God we wouldn't be doing this today if it wasn't for Alexander going ahead and filing that patent. But think how far telephones have come. Actually, he was born in Edinburgh, Scotland, believe it or not. He was Scottish. Oh, no, I didn't know that.
I thought he was American.
Well, he was Scottish. He was Scottish born, and he came here. He was an immigrant that became American.
Wow, what a dream he accomplished by being an immigrant.
How about it? Well, I worked with Jack Roser. He had hundreds of patents, too, believe it or not. His first invention, see, Jack was building airplanes at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like experimental aircraft?
Yeah, airplanes. He used to play with airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
So, very cool. And I'm not seeing what the name of the guy's name was. I'm so frustrated. Hold on. He had a family tragedy. I'm reading the whole, he worked with the deaf. Did you know that? Ooh.
Alexander Graham Bell?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No, I don't think I knew that.
Wow, he was connected with the eugenics movement. Huh. That's Margaret Sanger's movement. Huh, that's interesting. That's interesting. That's very interesting. We learned so much. But anyway, there was a guy. Nobody ever heard of the guy. We can't even find his name. the right way with Google. But that is, Graham had the imagination. I think the imagination is also a dual-edged sword, though. I think there's a great duality in imagination because sometimes people tell themselves stories. You know, it's like, oh, my God, he didn't answer the phone all day. What happened? And then you let your imagination run wild, right?
Oh, yeah. Our imaginations can torment us as well as assist us.
Definitely a dual, there's a huge duality with it, you know?
I think so.
So, I really like to imagine things. I like to tap into my creativity. And I'm so excited because it's gardening season, so that's a... That's a fun thing for me. And it's fun because, you know, we've been looking at different houses and it's like, you know, I love to have a blank slate. I mean, my husband would love to be able to move into a house and not, you know, goof around with it. Me, I'm like, oh, I would love to just go into something that's really dated and change it the way I want to. So, it's creative imagination for sure, you know.
I'm sure there's a happy medium there where he can have his and you can have your blank slate out in the yard. It can just be all like sod.
Actually,
or something.
Actually, no, the house I'm looking at now is dated, but it's all neutral. I mean, it's all oak and ivory, okay? So it's not like avocado green or anything obnoxious.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Sometimes, and it's quality stuff. I mean, it, you know, sometimes stuff is dated and just screams ugly. This is dated,
yeah.
But it's neutral and subtle enough. And the funny thing it's enough where some of this stuff, if you go into the tile shops, some of this stuff is coming back. So I could, you know, deploy the imagination and maybe make some of it work, too. But it
right.
says...
Except for Pepto-Bismol pink tubs, okay. And what do we have out here? A lot of avocado green.
Yay! 1970s have called.
They want their tubs back.
Right? Oh, avocado green. Wow.
They can have the colors back. I don't prefer avocado green or Pepto-Bismol pink.
It was popular. The pink was popular in the 60s.
Yes, it was.
But here it says, desire is only a thought and impulse. It is a nebulous and ephemeral. Wow. Ephemeral. Wow. There's a word I don't know. Ephemeral. Do you know what that means? Nebulous and ephemeral. It's non-tangible.
There's our vocabulary word. Vocabulary word of the week.
I love it. Ephemeral.
It's not ephemeral?
Ephemeral. What does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but I've heard the word. But if it was used in a different sentence, I might be able to figure out the context. But I've obviously heard the word because as you're spelling it, my brain is sounding it out, and that's the word that comes to mind, is ephemeral. But I don't know what it means.
Desire is only a thought, an impulse. It is nebulous and ephemeral. It is abstract and of no value. So it's a non-tangible. Ephemeral is non-tangible. It has been transformed until it has been transformed into its physical counterpart. While the synthetic imagination is the one most used frequently in the process of transforming the impulse of desire into money, you must keep in mind that you may face circumstances which demand use of the creative imagination as well. See, this is, I love it. I mean, this is where I love to do creative shit like that. I mean, I've done it before where you do a lot of machinations, but it's fun. Center your attention for time being on the development of synthetic imagination. Transformation of the intangible impulse of desire into tangible reality of money calls for the use of a plan or plans. Oh, this is like a conversation some people had today. These plans
must
be formed. And I didn't even open this until we started doing the show.
I know. It's just the way it works.
These plans must be formed with the aid of the imagination and mainly with the synthetic faculty. Okay. You can do it. It has been done before. Interesting. The earth in which we live and every other material thing are a result of evolutionary change through which microscopic bits of matter have been organized and arranged in an orderly fashion. Moreover, wow, this is getting deep and crazy. Moreover, and this statement is of stupendous importance, this earth, every one of the billions of individual cells of your body, and every atom of matter began as an intangible form of energy. Desire is a thought impulse. What's true? Thoughts are things. Nature's laws, by endeavoring to convert desire into its physical and monetary equivalent. This is so cool. I just love it. So you have to make use of your imagination. So start telling yourself, what would you do if you had $1 million?
Yeah, I pretty much have that documented somewhere, the things I would do from the time I got $1 million, like the progression that I've imagined that. Like, okay, I go to the lottery office, let's just say it's the lottery. It could be from anywhere. I go to the lottery office and get $1 million, and now what's my next step after that and after that and after that, and what things am I putting into place and so forth.
Well, here, and we're getting down to like last 10 minutes of our show, and then because we want to do our weekly wisdom, our inspiration for our spiritual growth here. But here's advice to success minded people: stick to your ideas, despite the efforts of its giant competitors. To keep Southwest Airlines from entering the business of a positive attitude kept them going through years of court fights and no operating income. Is Southwest Airlines still going? This is a story from 1973.
Yeah, Southwest Airlines is still viable.
So I guess it went through a rough time because I skipped a bunch of pages. Think of what customers want and then give it to them. Always. Overcome obstacles put in your path by taking positive steps to break them down, even while the battle is being fought. Find ways to get around them. Keep open to new opportunities, and when they arise, take positive steps to meet them. So, interesting, huh? So, just keep going. Keep moving on. Keep positive. There was something I wanted to ask you about. What about those little purses? We were talking about something else today. What about those little purses and your relationship with that designer and that creator?
Yes, I had put out word to her, and she is aware that I want to have some more conversation with her about that. And then the other person we were discussing about the product line or the dispensary that she's involved in, I actually put a word into her today saying, you know, is there a time we can meet to discuss, for you to share your story of success with me?
Oh, good.
Because I'm looking for some inspiration, and the product that you represent is very interesting to me, and I see a big, huge future in that. And I would like to know, you know, what transpired and how that all became reality. And so she was more than very receptive to say, well, just let me know. My schedule's fairly wide open, so I'll accommodate you in whatever capacity you need.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, we started the Steve Beamon Show this week, and the first word was attitude. I think we talked a little bit about attitude, because we've said attitude determines your altitude. And I did say in the show, and I'm just saying this every day, and this goes with next week's show for the Steve Beamon Show and what we're talking about today, imagination. So whatever the mind conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. So start using your that creativity. Now we're going to go into our weekly wisdom. And our weekly wisdom for week six is stirring up the energy. If you have great ambition, take as big a step as possible in the direction of fulfilling it. The step may only be a tiny one, but trust that it may be the largest one possible for now. Feeling stuck, bogged down, blocked, as if nothing is moving anytime soon? Try this simple yet profound exercise. Once a month, move stuff around. The more stuff you move, the merrier. Move furniture, trinkets, books, change pictures, centerpieces, candles, mementos, color schemes, clean and clear surfaces, vacuum and dust. Open the doors and windows and let fresh air into clear out stagnant energy. You get the idea. I know it seems simple, yet energetically it creates a momentum of movement in your space. Whoa. I got to read this to Mark tonight. Would your subconscious mind register as change? Before you know it, the blocks disappear. And things start moving again in your life. It's as by moving stuff around, you push the refresh button on your life. And out of this fresh perspective, new solutions appear. This is
I love it.
Yeah, wait, almost done. This is the same concept as feeling the need to clean house, wash the dishes, or tidy up before embarking on a creative task. Some wise part of us knows that we need to need a clean slate with no distractions in order to receive creativity and stagnant energy. Creativity! Oh, my goodness! This is so awesome.
Say that again. Stagnant energy,
wise part of us, intrinsically, that wise part of us knows, and I'm paraphrasing here, that we need a clean slate with no distractions in order to receive creativity. And stagnant energy is definitely a distraction. So the next time you feel actors stuck in your life and don't know which way to turn to the bathroom, the kitchen, the living room, and start moving, cleaning, and letting stuff go. Stir up that energy. This week, quiet yourself, take a few deep breaths. When you feel your centerpiece, silently ask yourself, where in my life does the energy need to be stirred up? What specific actions can I take to get things moving? And then follow the guidance you receive.
Uh-huh.
Kind of cool.
Very cool. Well, definitely I've been moving stuff around my place. I had to in order to accommodate this project. And I think I took a couple little steps as far as contacting the people that I need to contact in directions in which I would be jazzed to go. Whoops, sorry.
Very cool. Well, I mean, the cool thing for me is I got a ton of stuff, but I have a whole garage that's empty because I got my car in there. And now it's summer. That car is coming out so I can actually play and drive it. But I'll have that whole garage space to start sifting, sorting, and processing. So I'm excited because I do. I got to figure what I'm doing.
Yep.
Although I keep waiting.
I like that.
I keep waiting for that holy grail of an addict to come. I mean, I could make it happen. I could make it happen this evening. I could say, Mark, let's just go do this. Let's, you know, but, you know, there's a lot of moving pieces with that, too. But
oh, yeah, and there's a lot of repercussions to those decisions, so it can't take them lightly.
Oh, very serious. Got to make them serious.
Yeah.
Very serious. Very cool. I guess this is going to be a really creative and creative week. Because, you know, you could take creativity and move stuff around. You're going to have to think creatively, too. I mean, we both have some creative thinking to do, which is fun.
Right.
Think outside the box.
That's what I'm trying to do. I think those directions are good. Now I will see what the fruition of those inquiries are.
You never know, it might lead you to something else too, you know.
You don't. Exactly.
So I have to get my email set up too for the radio show, because I did get an email.
Okay.
Hi, my name is so and so. I was listening to the show and heard there may be a chance to get the book. I'm hoping by writing this email I can get a copy of it. I'm 40 and finally in a position to save money and plan for my retirement. I think this book can help me. Well, there you go.
Absolutely.
Interesting. So your girlfriend...
Nothing short of some coaching by Steve would be lovely.
Well, he did call me. In fact, he called me just before I talked to you. You know, like, okay, I have to do something with Nancy. I didn't tell him what I was doing.
Right.
It doesn't matter. I mean, he knows that I've done this. But anyway, so talk
right.
to me, girl. We got another 2 minutes. Anything exciting going on this week or no?
Just like I said, reaching out to business people that are successful entrepreneurs to try to steer myself back into entrepreneurship. And back to my favorite phrase in the whole world that I spent all weekend contemplating yet again, which is, never do you know more what you do want when you are in the midst of experiencing what you don't want.
And I think a lot of times when you're doing something which you don't want, though, that's growing you and that's strengthening you. I was listening to something today, and it's just that kind of stuff. Like you say, it gives you that differentiation. But sometimes that helps to build your creativity, because it's, you know what, this is unacceptable. I'm not living like this or whatever anymore. So
it helps you get more clear about where you want to go. It helps open up your brain to, you know, hey, this isn't what I want, so what other options can I see that are going on? And just kind of saying the mantra of I'm open, I want something different, you know. I'm being aware that there's, you know, some different things are going to come my way, and I have to be aware and discerning of all those choices.
Right. Well, we got about 1 minute left. It's been great. Another great week, another great show, and very exciting things ahead for everybody. Looking forward to next week's show. I'm sure we'll have some fun there. Any final words from you?
Yeah. Do a quick plug for your Steve Beamon show, because I listened to it and it was awesome.
That's on Steve Beamon at stevebeamon.com, or go to the Steve Beamon Show on Facebook. And we got a new Beamon report today that I have to listen to. Yes, it is. That's going to be a great show. Hopefully we'll be able to serve people that way too. And Nancy, going to check out now, because we got about 30 seconds. I'm going to let the music take us out. You make it a great week, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Sounds good.
See you back here next Monday at 5 p.m. Central, 6 Eastern on Awaken to Empowerment. It's time. Bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.